Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, there's a producer who's been known for a fairly, the last 20 years or so for producing some pretty good wine at some pretty good pricing. And that's Joel Gott. And so maybe after this program, we can go to people to go get Gott.
Go get Gott. Exactly. Now, I've been tasting their wines, especially their Cab Sauv, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice Cab Sauv. And let's start there. Joel Gott was born in Napa, grew up there, and then moved to other regions. But he has contacts with wineries and vineyards, actually, all over California. And so he sources from all over California.
Gotcha.
His Cab Sauv from 2021 is just, I think it's a better than average everyday cab. It has rich, dark color and a warm, pleasant nose. And you can smell black currants and dark cherries and a touch of green olive. And the wine is soft and very fruity and just mildly tannic,
mm-hmm.
which is always welcome. And the fruit is very juicy with gobs of sweet, dark berry flavors. And toward the end, I was picking up a streak of spice that leads to a nice dry finish.
Hmm.
So not a great wine by mm-hmm. any stretch, but at $19.
Oh, that's a deal.
For good California Cabernet.
Yeah. That's
very reliable, very reliable. Now, I'm going to talk about two wines that knocked me out, Hugh, and they're both white wines. I had not had them before, but I'm going to be having them again. The first is the Joel Gott Sauvignon Blanc, California mm-hmm. appellation, from 2022. This is only $16. It's a very nice Sauvignon Blanc, much better than most. Instead of kind of that obnoxious tartness that you have, you have soft fruitiness instead, and it's beautiful acidity with a very approachable character. The wine has an exceptional clarity and brightness. It just the appearance impressed me.
Hmm.
And its aroma is very floral with lemon blossoms and sweet honeysuckle. On the palate, the wine is soft and full of flavors like lemon curd and sweet yellow pears and a smack of lime juice in the finish. The overall impression was of a pretty darn high-quality Sauvignon Blanc. Now, the wine that really, really captured my imagination is their Pinot Gris. And instead of using California grapes, he went up to Oregon, which I think is really a smart thing to do. Now, you notice I said Pinot Gris, didn't say Pinot Grigio.
I know.
And there are, you and I know, but the two wines are much different. Pinot Grigio, same grape,
mm-hmm.
but it tends to be a lot more tart, a lot more mm-hmm. acidic. And not
less interesting.
Yeah, and then the Pinot Gris, as perfected in Alsace, is a bigger, richer, fatter wine that's just a joy to drink. This Oregon Pinot Gris from the Willamette Valley, 2021, $19. This is a very good Pinot Gris. It's medium golden colored, which promises richness, and it had that perfect nose of yellow pears and bayberry candles that I think is typical. In the palate, it has density. It has deep richness and classic flavors of ripe Asian pears, honey, and a closing touch of lemon peel bitterness. All these things just make for a really nice, complex, interesting wine. And the highest praise I can say, it's a dead ringer for Alsatian Pinot Gris.
Oh, wow.
You know,
at $20, that's a deal.
Yeah. 19, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there's some of this in my future. So we're going to put all this information on the website so you can look it up and maybe want to go shopping. Joel Gott really is delivering, and in the case of the last two wines, the two whites, for the first time ever, are my co-wines of the week.
Wow.
There you go. I like them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.